Greetings, loyal viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. On today's program, we will take you on a cinematic voyage into inspirational sports films that are based on actual events. In each story, the main characters transcend limitations to reach their highest potential with the company and support of friends, family, and even strangers. Our first feature is the 2009 movie entitled The Blind Side, written and directed by John Lee Hancock and based on the 2006 novel The Blind Side, Evolution of a Game by American nonfiction author Michael Lewis. The Blind Side follows the triumph of a young man by the name of Michael Orr. The film describes how he overcame homelessness and eventually became an all-American football player for the Baltimore Ravens with the help of a caring woman, her family, and friends. The movie title, The Blind Side, refers to the most vulnerable point of the quarterback player of an American football team. This blind side is protected by the left tackle, LT, on the offensive team. This is the position that Michael Orr plays. Set in contemporary Memphis, Tennessee, USA, the movie takes place during Michael's teenage years. Michael Orr, played by Quentin Aaron, is one of 13 siblings. He has been without a home since the age of 7 due to his single-parent mother's problem of substance abuse. Michael, known to many as Big Mike, is very tall and athletically gifted. Realizing Michael's great potential as an athlete, his friend's father brings him to Wingate Christian High School. Despite Michael's lack of good grades, the school coach is convinced to allow him to enroll as a student. We are also introduced to Leanne Toohey and Sean Toohey, played by Oscar-winning Sandra Bullock and acclaimed country singer and actor Tim McGraw. Their daughter, Collins, played by Lily Collins, is a volleyball player at the school, and they also have a younger son, SJ, played by Jay Head. At school, some teachers discuss the deficiencies in Michael's education. A teacher had found a poetically written note that Michael had penned and believes that he is actually quite intelligent, but due to his circumstances had neglected his studies. One evening in autumn, the Toohey family sees Michael walking alone through the cold rain toward the school gym. Feeling sympathetic, Leanne decides to invite Michael to stay in their home that night. They don't know it yet, but from that moment on, their lives will change forever. The next morning, Leanne finds Michael leaving their driveway and asks him to spend Thanksgiving with them. Leanne is touched by Michael's gentle nature, while Sean also gives his contact information to Michael in case of an emergency at school. Indeed, Michael gradually becomes a part of the Toohey family. Michael is enrolled in the school football team, and his natural abilities gain the attention of college coaches across the nation. However, Leanne discovers that Michael's academic grades need to improve substantially if he is to earn a college scholarship. The exemplary performances of the cast successfully portray a tale of how the love and support of a family changed the life of Michael Orr for the better. For her role as Leanne, Sandra Bullock won the 2010 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress, the 2010 Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Leading Role, and the 2010 Academy Award for Best Actress. The film was also nominated for the Academy Award for Best Motion Picture and won 4 other awards. Cinema Scene will be right back after these brief messages with 2 more inspirational films. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our second feature is the 2005 movie Coach Carter, directed by the acclaimed Thomas Carter. The film is based on the true story of Richmond High School head basketball coach Ken Carter, who stopped his entire undefeated team from playing in 1999 for not upholding their academic contract with him.
Oh, no!
The movie begins when former champion athlete and store owner Ken Carter, played by Oscar-nominated Samuel L. Jackson, is offered a job by his former high school in Richmond, California, USA, to coach the school's basketball team at minimal wage. Mr. Carter understands that the students come from challenging inner-city backgrounds and that only a low percentage will probably graduate from high school. Coach Carter appreciates the value of education, feeling that it is key for the students' future success in society. Accepting the position as coach of the Richmond Oilers basketball team, he asks that each team member sign a contract in order to balance the students' love for the game with their academics. Among the requirements are keeping decent grades, attending all classes, and sitting in the front row. In addition, the athletes are requested to wear jackets and ties on game days. Any breach of the contract would lead to automatic suspension from participating in games until grades improve. Coach Carter also encourages the teachers to provide him with progress reports on the academic performance of team members. Coach Carter also conditions the team with exercises such as running and push-ups. At first, the boys are not accustomed to such vigorous training and do not like their new coach. However, they win their first game, which is very exciting for them. They continue to succeed in every competition, and they gradually warm up to Coach Carter's ways.
As a teacher, I was offended when asked by a coach to provide progress.
Unfortunately, the school staff are accustomed to the lack of their students' educational merits. The teachers do not provide Coach Carter with reports on how the team members are doing in class. When the assessments are finally given to Coach Carter, he realizes that the boys have not upheld the academic agreements of the contract. However, no one else at the school seems to heed his concerns. It seems that both the school and students are only interested in cheering on the now undefeated basketball team. Meanwhile, the students also face difficulties at home. Will Coach Carter be able to guide his team to be successful student athletes while also giving them the support they need to grow into respectable adults? Coach Carter is an inspirational film about having the faith to believe in oneself and overcome challenges. By bringing the audience through the hardships of the Richmond Oilers basketball team, the movie shows that with principles, perseverance, and teamwork, anything is possible, both on and off the court. Coach Carter won 3 awards, including the 2006 Black Reel Award for Best Director, and was nominated for 14 others.
You said we're a team. One person struggles and we all struggle. One player triumphs, we all triumph, right?
Our final movie is Searching for Bobby Fischer, which was released under the title Innocent Moves in the United Kingdom. It is a 1993 movie written and directed by Academy Award-winning Stephen Zalian. The film conveys the actual story of a chess prodigy, Joshua Waitzkin, based on a book by his father, Fred Waitzkin, entitled Searching for Bobby Fischer. The father of a prodigy observes the world of chess. The movie is set in New York City. 7-year-old Josh Waitzkin, played by Max Pomeranck, wanders into an ongoing chess game in the park. It is here that he meets Vinny, played by Lawrence Fishburne, who is adept at playing the fast-flowing and informal chess game. Josh is fascinated by what he sees on the board and asks his mother, Bonnie, to take him back to the park. It is there that Josh's mother, played by Joan Allen, first realizes that Josh knows how to play chess and has innate skills in the game. Vinny and Josh develop a friendly relationship, and Vinny encourages Josh to follow his instincts while playing chess. Josh's father, played by Joe Mantegna, hires a professional to help Josh develop his chess skills further. His new teacher, Bruce Pandolfini, played by Oscar-winning Sir Ben Kingsley, teaches Josh to play chess in the uncompromising, winner-takes-all manner, with little regard to camaraderie. While Josh's father is initially hesitant of Mr. Pandolfini's extreme approach, he is excited and proud of his son's immediate success in the game. He unconsciously begins to forget about Josh's love of chess and urges him to excel further. This creates an internal conflict for Josh, who likes the new attention he is getting from his father, but who also feels pressured to win every game. What must Josh do to gain the satisfaction of those he looks up to? Does Josh have to play in the manner his instructor wishes, or can he find happiness in choosing his own way? Searching for Bobby Fischer is a wonderful film of friendship and the virtues of sportsmanship. It was nominated for an Oscar and won a number of awards. This movie reminds us that the best qualities come from within and to trust our own inner strength for guidance. Kind viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with contentment, peace, and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.